Time now for your letters. First, a correction. Yes, believe it or not, we do make the occasional error. Last December, in a conversation on the fiscal effectiveness of charities, Weekend Edition incorrectly said that the American Institute of Philanthropy gave the Native American Rights Fund an F rating. In fact, the Institute gave the Native American Rights Fund a C, or satisfactory rating. The fund reportedly spends up to $52 to raise each $100 it gets, and spends up to 71% of its cash budget on program services. Donald Ragona of the Native American Rights Fund wrote to us this week pointing out the error. We apologize. And another mistake, this time in direction. In his story last week about maps, NPR's Dan Charles concluded this way.
Dan Charles, NPR News, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, 77 degrees, 1 minute, 13 seconds north, 38 degrees, 54 minutes, 6 seconds west, or 18S UJ 2480 0780.
Well, the letters came pouring in from all over the map. Dennis O'Keefe of New Paltz, New York, wrote that Dan Charles reversed the north and west on his closing location of the NPR headquarters. Unless you have all moved, he writes, to a secret alternative location in northern Greenland. And Matt Taylor said he hoped our reporter, quote, was warmly dressed. However, since he mentioned Massachusetts Avenue, I think he meant Washington, D.C., which is at 77 degrees west longitude, 38 degrees north latitude. Dan, what happened?
I really don't know what happened. I got my letters and directions mixed up. After those letters came in, I went to this marvelous piece of software called Google Earth, where you can plug in coordinates and go to that place. So I put in those wrong coordinates, and we went swooping northward up toward Greenland. And I felt, as I looked at the screen, I felt myself disappearing into this vast expanse of snow and whiteness. And I ended up in the middle of Greenland, 7,000 feet up. It was disorienting, and I felt very, very alone.
I bet you did. Thank you so much. NPR's Dan Charles.
Where are you? Where have you gone without me?
And where are you? Send us your comments, your corrections. Here's how to do it. Find your computer, then find npr.org. Click on Contact Us, and please tell us where you live. Coordinates are not necessary, and how to pronounce your name.